Sadarshan, with his divine grace, Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj in Navadeep, India, doing the centenary festival for his divine grace, Srila Bhakti Rakak, Srila Sridhar Dev Goswami. The morning of the arrival of the Russian devotees. Please forgive the quality at the beginning of the tape. It gets better. Stay tuned.
He's thinking what question to ask.
Oh, which is now shut.
Maybe in some minutes.
In some 1 minute, question might come. Not coming immediately. But you have to not.
Last time we made the video on Maharaj came, And now we published this video, not published, but made some tapes and sent everywhere to different Russian devotee communities. And now the whole Russia, people already know about Jujutsu and everything.
Very nice, it is good news.
I was
actually, your preaching spirit is very lovely spirit. You are young boy, but you are practicing Vishnu consciousness with full spirit. And for that, our Russian mission now come out. And it is good news for all our devotees. And also, country of Russia, it is very friendly to people. From first time. We are sitting from the Jawaharlal Nehru. And after generation, it's all very friendly with India. Then, when communism gone from Russians' mind and now coming, their natural svabhavik, mane, a natural sentiment of the of life, sentiment, natural sentiment of life, but it's existing within jiva soul and transcendental world.
Communism.
No, that is
communism gone out and the natural sentiment of life coming back to them.
Because I thought that spiritual life, it's actually communism.
Yes, that is called spiritual life.
Spiritual
the wave of spirituality. It is before existing in India.
Right.
And that spiritualism existing within Varnashram Dharma.
Right.
In India. In a normal and general way, we can say. And Varnashram means sympathetic dealings with nature. Guru Maharaj said that is called Varnashram.
Yes.
The nature need to give honor to others and nature wants to take honor from others.
Right.
Nature wants to give happiness to others and wants to take happiness from others. Love transaction, lovely transaction, loving transaction, that is natural. That is when I have love and you have love, then we must, it is,
exchange
right. The mood of love. And that is natural. And O'Hare is not perfectly revealed. There we will try to reveal. And through Varnashram, it is very easy to reveal. Then, general way or normal way, it is very easy to follow the Varnashram Dharma.
Naturally.
One boy always depending upon his father, mother. When boy growing, he is depending upon him also. Then when he is getting adult, he is doing many things. And he is growing more and more. And that time his father and mother, they are going old. Then that boy giving nourishment to father and mother and protecting their family. This is natural flow of Varnashram. And this way, Varnashram Dharma built. But inside the Varnashram, they are existing the spiritual life. If not their spirituality, all will go a massacre, actually. And spirituality coming, spirituality existing within plane of love, that is main basis. Yes. And that is who you are seeing within Krishna, that love, beauty, charm, ecstasy, everything fully existing within Krishna consciousness. Then natural attraction, when jiva soul is free from the illusory environment, natural attraction will go to Krishna.
But actually, the principles of Kamanism is also like a complete dedication, right?
Yes. So. But lovely way.
Right.
So that it is not forcefully, not necessary to wash the brain.
Right.
But well, brain natural way,
right.
Lovely,
with
lovingly, love and affectionately,
yeah.
They will go.
But Maharaj, how to avoid, this is theory and practice is two different things, because theory is ideal, we're always idealistic, we're always trying to have ideal. Then in the practice comes that we're all unperfect. And how to avoid this on the practice?
In practice, we are all imperfect.
Right.
But the theory, it is ideal.
Right.
But when we try to do it, we find that we are imperfect, we are lacking, we are not perfect. So how do we practice that? Theory, we understand.
Like I understand perfect. This in my mind, that I should
perfect.
Love everybody, but I have no love.
But I am not perfect.
So how to transform this into real world of feelings?
If I am imperfect, how will I practice this perfect life?
I am imperfect. Yes, I am imperfect. That is, I cannot follow the full, the process. But following the process, before that necessary to be qualified within three qualities, then it will gradually come to us. Danno, daya, onne man, potistha, varjan, charigune, guni hoi, karaha, kirtan. Mahaprabhu said, quality and qualification, that will come to us this way,
and practicing life also will be otoprata bhave arki.
Become part of our nature.
Part of our nature. Become part of our nature. Then practice will be very easy. First, necessary to know what is my position. Actually, I am always insufficient. Then I need some sufficient affectionate connection where it is with that. And for that, I need some love from others, and before that, I shall try to give my love to others. Otherwise, it not will come to me easily. If I shall try to give love to others, naturally, their attention also will come upon me. But if that love means not mundane love, it is beyond the mundanity. Love's highest position is beyond the mundanity. And where is mundane, there is many things want within us. English is correct. Many things want lacking. And that necessary to sometimes remove, sometimes harmonize. What is bad? That bad means not bad for everybody.
What's bad for one is not bad for everyone.
Yes.
Individualism is always being changed.
But what is bad for everybody, that is called sinful one. And what is harmful for everybody, that is called sin. But somebody get relaxed to eat one goat, and he is tiger like that. But tiger do not know what is religion. He knows his religion for eating. That is his religion.
There's no sin for a tiger to eat a goat.
Yes.
But we are human.
Yes, we are human. We know not to kill others. Then, if we will kill someone, that reaction will come to us. But the reaction not like us coming to the tiger. That everywhere result not will go same. And spinach, they are also life. And also animals have life. And humans also have life. But one spinach if you will cut, there must be something sinful. And if you cut one goat, then more sin will come. That is, spinach have not sensation like a goat. Then where is consciousness existing? That's also within the spinach, within the goat, and within the human. But consciousness degree is not same. Somewhere 1 degree consciousness, other all suppressed. There 1 degree reaction will come to you. And whereas 50% consciousness existing, there 50% reaction will come to you. And this way our scripture considered. And our religion completely different from that. Our religion, we cannot exist without killing to others. That may be spinach, maybe animal or maybe anything, insects. We are not killing animal, but we are killing spinach. We are killing the dhan, gach,
right.
rice tree, plant, fruit. That's also one kind of killing.
Grains,
that's also one kind of killing. Then we have no right to exist here without killing to others. But that is not our right. Our religion telling, we not will stay that way. We will stay not within our own account. My English is not clear. You understand?
Coming.
We will stay within account of Krishna, who have full right with everything, and that is auspicious always. There is nothing inauspicious. Then our account we shall give
merge
in account of Krishna. That is called surrender, Sharanagati. If I am not for myself, then I have no problem. If I shall exist for the service to Krishna,
right,
then all good or bad will go to Krishna.
Right. Yes. We are not existing that, on our account, we are existing on his account.
Question comes from that.
That is our money conception.
Right. Important question comes. Certain things were devotees done, or they've done negative, like cheating others, and themselves they thought, I am fully surrendered to Krishna, now I'm cheating people, then everything comes to Krishna, I'm sent, I'm pure, and what happened is the whole reputation of the whole movement was ruined by that. Then here is the question. How to? I understand this conception, and I also understand conception of purity. Myself, I'd rather be cheater than pure man, because cheating is easier.
Yeah.
But I also understand that certain things, if I do with attitude to give to Krishna, then they go through, and certain things not. How to find this balance? Because there should be balance.
Many people thought we become devotee of Krishna now.
Very good.
And we can do anything.
Yes, that is more good.
Teaching others.
They are beautiful.
But because we're doing that, so many are doing that, then reputation of mission of devotees has spoiled.
That going on.
Yeah.
That going on.
How to find balance between cheating and not cheating?
No. Yeah. They are balanced.
Right.
And balance given Krishna himself.
That's his question.
In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you read it. Jasya naham krito bhavu buddhir jasya nalipate hatta pisha iman loka nohanti no nibadhati. You tell Maharaj English, jasya naham krito bhavu, who have no
ego.
Right.
Yeah.
Not no ego. Jasya naham krito bhavu, who
without ego, who does his duty, he is not...
Buddhir jasya nalipate, whose intelligence,
intelligence is not connected with exploiting
ego.
Ego. That person does not kill anyone, nor does he cause anyone to die. He can kill the whole world, but nobody will die.
Nobody will die.
He does not commit sin of murder.
Means he's performing act without being attached to reaction.
To his any action in this world.
Right.
He kills or not kills, it doesn't make any
sense. This story in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Jasya naham krito bhavo buddhi jasya nalipate, who is not involved with the material ideal and material idea, both.
Right.
But who is always fully surrendered to his Lord, and by his Lord's will, who will do, who will activate it, that all activity is result going to his Lord, not come back to him.
Right.
Yes. This is meaning.
That's exactly what happened in ISKCON, for instance.
Yes. Then here is only one thing is necessary.
Okay.
If you put 0000, there is no value.
Right.
But all zeros back, if you put one, or two, or three, or four, then all zeros have value.
Right.
Ten times going value. It is like that. If you keep in middle Krishna, and around the Krishna, if you will do, that is, middle means you are fully surrendered to Krishna.
Right.
That is God-centric family, God-centric existence.
Right.
If you have, then all will go to God, not come back to you, that reaction.
Right.
But here is necessary
complete
surrender to the God, and that is value like behind zeros, all zeros left side figures.
Then another question comes. What is the criterion?
But nahi kalyana krit kaschit gorgatam tatta gacchati. If we are acting on Krishna's behalf, we know how much we are acting on Krishna's behalf, how much on our own behalf.
Not Krishna's behalf. We are acting for Krishna. Not behalf. I do not know meanings. Behalf or for. That is same, but it is not same like that. I am for Krishna. My all activity will go for Krishna.
Right.
But I am not doing for Krishna.
Right.
You can do it.
What I am doing, that activity, all result will go to Krishna. But Krishna, for him I am not doing it. Understand, Maharaj? That is, Krishna not need from me anything. He is full. But if I shall do for Krishna, I shall be benefiting. This way it is coming, then for Krishna means it is not for his benefit. But benefit will come to me if I can offer everything myself
for his service.
For his service. And that benefit will come only if I am fully surrendered, then that benefit will come. Otherwise, it will be karma.
Like
it
Arjuna,
not will be bhakti.
Like Arjuna,
thinking about his question, Maharaj, is that, you know, according, if we are sincere with ourselves, then we know, am I doing for Krishna or am I taking for me? And if we are doing for Krishna, then no reaction. But if I am taking something for me, then some reaction is coming.
We are doing that, having thought that reaction also coming.
But
our ideals, what is our conception? That is this, sarva-dharman purityajya mamekam saranam gato. What is the meaning? You give up all the religion. Sarva-dharman means religion. And that means all the material, all the religion, what is revealed in this material world, that religion. Not for religion of jiva soul. This is the meaning. What religion form revealed in this material world, that religion you give up. Give up?
Yes.
That is sarva-dharman parityajya. But your jiva soul's religion, that is mamekam saranam gato. Otherwise, which way you will harmonize? What else religion he throw down? Aguner dharma, that means fire's religion he will burn. That is natural religion. And Jiva's Lord's religion, he must be attracted, he must be surrendered to Krishna. That is Jiva's Lord's religion. But when they are not like that, then to bring them that position, many forms of religion reveal in this mundane world. And it is helping to them. They will come here. And Manu Sangita also like that. Loke, Srimad Bhagavat also like that. Loke, Babaya, Mishamadya Seva, Nittastu Janturna, Hitpatra, Chodana, Vyavasthiti, Stesu, Vibaha, Yogya, Surat, Grahe, Rasu, Nibirti, Rishta, Ennoman, Sabakkane, Dosa, Nath, Madde, Nocha, Maitrani, Pravirti, Resa, Bhutanang, Nibirti, Stumapala, all this. Religion, what revel in this material world, to take the jiva soul for his own religion. Then Krishna said, give up all material religion. And what is your own religion, you follow that. That is Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja.
Those are helping us to come to that stage.
Yes. Then Aham Tan Sarva Pape Bhumukkaisami, then you have no responsibility for yourself. Then reality is by
itself and for itself.
For itself, and you are merging to the reality.
And you are also for him.
Then you are also getting that result. And all coming to me, then you have no responsibility for that. And if you will do anything wrong, that's also responsibility I am taking. Aham tvam sarva pape bhumukkaisami. That means like that.
That also implies, though, that according to the depth of surrender,
yes, that is, I am telling 1%, 2%, 10, 20, and 50%, and 100%. It is depending upon his mood of surrender. Otherwise, it is not possible to get result.
But that we must have some idea ourselves,
yes,
so that we will not try to behave in some manner which is beyond our capacity.
Yes.
If we don't have capacity, we should not try to behave like fully surrendered if we are 50% surrendered.
Yes. But we will try to go, we will try to march to our destination, that goal. If we cannot go immediately, but our attentive attention must will give there. That is no other way I have. This specific gravitation of this world, I must cross over. Otherwise, which way I shall go to Mahakasha, Ananta Akasha?
The great sky.
Yes. Then, and there is process, varieties of process. But it is all going to Sumeru. There is...
still within this world.
Yes, Sumeru, but there is less gravitation.
Yes, less gravitation.
Yes.
Higher, but
the North Pole.
And this is aerial also, like Sumeru aerial.
Yes.
Brain existing here.
Yes.
And we are putting water here. When we are washing our brain, always not full washing, here washing, but brain is existing here. So what is the meaning of that? We must wash this part, but we are not doing that. We are washing this part. That is medical science telling. And where is adjustment? That is, this part, there is one very big skull. It cannot go immediate into the brain. But here is very light skull. And this is very
thin.
This part is very thin. Then we are putting water here and result going to brain. And brain's vital thing existing not in this part, it is existing in this part. Then Sumeru, that is the line to go beyond this gravitation of universe. And like that, Yudhishthira Maharaj has shown it. Yudhishthira Maharaj going to Swargalok. But why he is not going to Bharat Mahasagar? That way. He can go to cross over the Indian Ocean.
Why didn't
he
go
will there? Try to go that way, but not gone that way. He went to Himalaya, he followed the Himalaya that is going to Sumer. That way. And this is the process. Yoga.
I don't understand that. You're saying he could go by the ocean way or by Himalaya way?
He gone by Himalayan way. That is Himalayan way, that is Uttar Dik. Uttar means northern.
Up. Not around. Sorry.
And it is also stated in the astrological astronomy. Astronomy. They are stated it, not to sleep
facing
your head in the north or pushing.
West.
If you will sleep the east side and south side, you keep your head. That is, that time you are unconscious when you are sleeping. Then unconsciously it will act in your brain and keep your brain cool. And many things in the scriptures for our benefit of spiritual
progress.
Everything what is existing in the scripture, that from bottom to top, taking very uttanta potita avastha theke একবারে চরম সিদ্ধ অবস্থা পর্যন্ত
ইটস
অলসো ট্রুথ দ্যাট ওয়েভ অফ ইলুশন দ্যাট অলওয়েজ সারাউন্ডিং এভরি হায়ার দিস ওয়াইজ and wants to take us within her control. And wave of auspiciousness, that also surrounding everywhere.
Yes.
And that's also wants to take us. They both are playing. One is blue and another is white. Blue and one is green. Yes, green is that auspicious wave. And white is a wave of Maya. That is not white actually, it is cloudy.
Green,
that means, in the color of green, there existing life. Yes. ওই যত ফটো আছে, হ্যাঁ হ্যাঁ ওইগুলো বটে, আর ওই ফটো বটে, এখন আর ফটো রাখার কোনো, এখন ওখানে কাজ হবে তো, আমাদের ফটোগুলো সব ভালো করে ধরে আনবে, ফুটো হয়ে বাদ হয় এসব যত আপনার কি বলে ক্যানভাস পেন্টিংগুলা একটুখানি খোঁচা লাগলে ফুটো হয়ে যেতে পারে. And very carefully we shall bring that painting, bring in my room. Maybe it is very clumsy. I can keep it
safely.
Prabhupada's photo, Guru Maharaj's photo. Guru Maharaj ghare tule deya. There we shall make it perfect.
After this.
Then after demonstrate it. Now our function is finished. Yeah.
Lady wants to ask a question, I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
Green and clouds.
No way.
Yes.
Ну, скажи сразу, мне легче будет сразу.
Когда мы стали писать свои песни, мы начали сегодня. Мы иногда чувствуем это на своих концертах, и тоже чувствуем, что это все в зале, это очень легко. Мы изменили через дискуссию, мне называли имя. Наша песня очень много было.
The question is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a professional musician, and their music is very spiritual. Before that, they were doing some other things, but now, since they're performing, they're artists, they want to ask you if person can come to reality, not necessarily through the religious process, but through self-dedication, self-expression through art. Because in their songs, their music, they sing a lot about God, but never mention the name. Can actually person spiritually advance by performing some art, creative process?
And performance is Bhagavan
Can person elevate himself by performing?
Can we also?
Right. Because they feel it. They feel it that there's something going on.
Dhruva Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam. Finally, you understand English?
I can understand, but
the
translation.
Yeah. Dhruva Maharaj, it is stated in Bhagavatam, he told one sloka. Yeah, what sloka Maharaj? Khachan Bichinnan, that sloka. Sthana Bhilasis Tapasis Thithoham. When Vishnu said to Dhruva, take boon from me. Now I am in front of you, take boon from me. And Dhruva said, what necessary now to take boon? That is, you are like jewel in front of me, and I come for your boon, but that was my
my desire
that I shall get some glass. I want to take some glass, and for that I come, I want to come to you. And when I have seen you are in presence of me like a jewel, then why I shall take the glass? I already have got jewel. The song, this is transcendental vibration. Reality existing within song. But that song is flute song of Krishna, and from there all vibration coming, and that vibration spread it all over the world, not only this mundane world, it is also spread it in transcendental world, Brahmaloka, everywhere. And from that sound, in this material world, sound also enlightened. Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. Yes, that sound original sound is transcendental. But that original sound is coming from transcendental world and it is revealing from the flute of Krishna.
And that's illuminating all the sound, everything in this world.
Yes.
Illuminating
this world. And that sound, this light and light's effulgence. Effulgence of light, through we can see everything, but we cannot see original light. But when we will be connected with the original light, then effulgence automatically will merge there. Not necessary to try to get only that effulgence. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam other way, original moon existing in the sky, but moon is covered by cloud. We cannot see moon, but we can see cloud in the sky. But which way? That is effulgence of moon showing us that cloud. It is like that original sound, flute sound that is existing in the transcendental world, and this world is shadow. Then that song of Krishna, that light coming here and everything is activated through that. But when we will get that original connection with the original sound, then all will be, মানে ওটা হচ্ছে কি সচ্চিদানন্দময় আর কি, সচ্চিদানন্দময় here, and we are getting some feelings.
Right.
And that feelings is very ecstatical feelings.
Right.
But it is nothing in front of the transcendental song's feelings.
Right.
Then when we will get that connection, and that way when we will sing the song, that song must will go to the Krishna, glorification of Krishna.
Yes.
That is original coming from flute Krishna. And here was one very big singer, you heard his name maybe, Tansen.
Yes.
Tansen?
Yes, in India.
In India.
Most
famous. Here was most famous singer.
Indian
he is
classical.
Singing cloud coming in the sky. He is singing
rain. Rain
through his sing. Song,
it will rain.
Revealing the agun, fire. Water falling through rain, like that. He was very great singer, and he was king's
musician in the king's assembly.
King's assembly. His name was Tansen, but his guru was Haridas. Tansen. He is living in King's Assembly,
yes.
And his song was very beautiful.
Yes.
Then King asking that Tansen, where you learn it? Tansen said, actually I not learn anything. It is some percentage I have got from my guru.
Yes.
But if you hear my guru's song, you cannot forget it. Then that Akbar Badzano, Akbar said, where is your guru? You bring your guru.
Yeah.
And he said, my guru never will come to your assembly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then Akbar said, why? It is, I am telling, bring him, but you can tell, but he is not living within your jurisdiction. He is living Lord's jurisdiction. You cannot take him anywhere. Yeah. Akbar was very intelligent and nice feelings man. He not disturbed. Then he told to Tansen, I want to see your Guru once. And Tansen said, yeah, you can see my Guru but cannot hear his song. That is, he is singing the transcendental song. His mercy given me some power, that is, through that
everything
is revealing to me. Then he wants to hear that song of Haridas. And Haridas singing early in the morning every day for Krishna glorification. And he is leaving in one touched room. There he is singing. And Akbar Badshah taken ordinary dress and went there in the night and stayed in the night when he will sing. After hearing his song, something he heard, no doubt, and he was stunned and he fell down the feet of Haridas. Then later, maybe Sivaji, his guru, Sivaji given his all kingdom to Haridas, and Haridas said, yes, I have taken. And Haridas singing early in the morning every day for Krishna glorification. And he is living in one thatched room. There he is singing. And Akbar Badshah taken ordinary dress and went there in the night and stayed in the night when he will sing. After hearing his song, something he heard, no doubt, and he was stunned and he fell down the feet of Haridas. Then later, maybe Sivaji, his guru, Sivaji given his all kingdom to Haridas, and Haridas said, yes, I have taken, that is, you are my disciple, and I am giving all to you for protection. You try to protect everybody and everything, etc., etc. Yeah. That is big history.
Right.
But here is matter is that the transcendental sound vibration through that light, here everything is activated, the songs, all songs is activated here. But when it will be connected with transcendental song, that is sound vibration, ether vibration, it is
transmitted
through ether, but that ether is mundane ether.
Yeah.
But it is here possibility to connect with transcendental world, then it will be
revealed.
It will become transcendental.
Yeah. It will manifest in the
transcendental. The Nada Brahma, it is told in our scripture. The sound is Brahma.
Spiritual vibration.
Spiritual vibration. Nada Brahma, that is spiritual vibration. Mm. But it is existing in the borderline of Goloka.
Yes.
When it will merge, it will
connect.
Get connection, then it must go to Krishna. That is fact. But here all sound coming through the fruit of Krishna, but it is all shadow sound. That is chaya shakti, chit shakti, shadow potency. But this shadow when will take form, and that will be reality.
Pure form.
Yes. But shadow given us so much ecstasy. Then how much ecstasy can give that reality sound?
We
cannot imagine, and for that we will search that reality.
Yes.
And it's shown in our Veda, that is Samgan. Veda said it is song of Vedas. But song is origin. But that song must be transcendental, not mundane vibration. And we are trying to connect with that song. But song is origin of Vedas also. Shamgan, it is called. Shamgan, Vedugan. That all coming through transcendental vibration. And everything alive, everything existing within that vibrated world and activated, not only vibration, everything activated through that. Rundantam, that sound I wrote here. This is sound, but sound it is, and this sound of flute of Krishna coming out, and when it is coming out, it is going transcendental world, mundane world, every world it is. Surrounding with full joy, full ecstasy and full charm, full beauty taking form through the sound. And Brahma, he is stunned, from where it is coming. And this Indra, he is hearing some song and seeing some dance. But when the Vamsidhani, that flute song gone, Krishna, playing his flute, and that time whole universe, not only our universe, it is very much vismapayang bedhasam.
Astonished. Marvelous. Miraculous experience.
Yes. And Bhogindra Maghurna, the Anantadev, he is holding the earth in his head, and his head also turning after hearing that song of flute. That is original song. And song is life for whole
creation.
Then song is good, no doubt. But when it is very good here, then another word, if exists, more than very good, that is transcendental song.
Super excellent.
Super excellent song. That's we can say the Krishna's flute song.
Yes.
Then gaane hocche ki pratham, first come out the vibration, transcendental vibration, that is Om. When Brahma have got birth from the Navi Padda,
from the navel of the lotus of Lord Vishnu.
That Vishnu?
Coming from his navel, the lotus flower.
Brahma,
yes.
Come out. And he has seen all is dark and nothing, nowhere he can see. Then he is thinking, where I am and who I am, what is this? He cannot understand. Then he have got one sound, that is song. First coming that song in the ear to Brahma, Tapa. And he enlightened with that sound, he tried to meditate. What? I shall meditate. Then come out the Krishna flute song, that is Gayatri Thar. And Guru Maharaj told it, Gayatri Muralista Kirtana Dhanang Radha Padang Dhimai. No? That is? Yes, here. This is a year also.
Yeah.
And there is very widely, you can say. This Murali,
yes.
The flute of Krishna, it is coming out the song. And this is the original song. And we want to connect with that original song. Then song is very good, but addicted with this mundane song, we will be cheated through that. If not, can if cannot connect with the transcendental song, then when we know the song is very beautiful, song is very tasteful, song is very charmful, then we shall try to connect with the original song. Understand, Prabhu?
If we have appreciation for music,
yes,
it's very beautiful, then we must want to connect with the original music.
Yeah, that is very bright understanding of Sambandha Gyan.
Yes, that is called Sambandha Gyan. Good! He is very good.
I was chastised by a devotee today.
She said, I am not supposed to clip Tulsi on a codicil.
She said, Prabhupada did not teach us this point, but I was going to take manjari from Tulsi Devi
to clean her up.
But somebody chastised me with his akadashi.
Yes, yes.
Not Akadashi, but Dadashi day, it is restricted.
I am very sorry for this.
Today?
No offense.
No, it's not going to you anyway.
Dadashi is okay, but Dadashi not.
Dadashi is okay.
Dadashi day, we are not touching Tulasi.
And mane, the tree of Tulasi, that is, Dadashi day, she is resting somewhere. That is, Ekadashi day, full Rasa Leela going with Krishna.
Right.
And resting time of Tulasi. And for that, we are not cutting Dadashi day. But it's okay, you do not know. Then you have no.
No offense in Raga Marga.
In Vidhi Marga it is offensive, no doubt. But in Raga Marga, Krishna will forget it.
Today is Ekadashi. Only Dwadashi will not
come. That is, we are not collecting Tulasi from Dadashi. In Dadashi.
But Ekadashi is okay.
Ekadashi is okay.
So they have chastised wrongly.
No. What they told, I understand.
Okay.
Yes. But it is. What happened, that is already happened.
Yeah.
But today is not Dadashi, today is Ekadashi. We are observing Ekadashi, then you have no difficulty.
My other concern is, this person that chastised me told me that all the Tulsi Mujaris that we have picked, we had to throw away in the Kund. And I cannot understand this. If Tulsi is a pure devotee. Would this not be more offensive? Who is that devotee?
Please don't use the word devotee. You tell one person.
Understand.
That will be good for me. But not to tell devotee is very high word, and everybody using that. I am also using sometimes. But when it is realization, serious, then I shall not tell him.
You might be.
I shall tell him, he do not know. He do not know. That is, they are not qualified. We are thinking, who is living in the mud, he is qualified. But It is my experience, everybody is not qualified. Somebody living in the hell, somebody living in more down on the hell, in the hell.
Worse than hell,
somebody living in the heaven, somebody right. living in Vaikuntha, somebody living in Goloka.
Right.
It is another
right.
matter. Living in the earth, it is hellish position. But if they cannot come beyond the earth, which way they will be devotees? But you don't worry, I do not know who told you, but I shall tell him.
I just didn't want to do wrong.
Yes, I shall tell him. But it is true, Dadashi is dead, we are not collecting Tulasi. It is restricted in the scriptures. And before Dadashi, we are collecting Tulasi, and that we are offering to Krishna, Dadashi day.
But you know, I do not know what
Dadashi
is.
Yes, yes.
Dadashi is
11,
Dadashi is 12.
Thank you.
Mm. Gosh. One devotee in the Moscow, he have maybe 100 Tulasi.
Eh?
And on our program, he puts advertising to new people. Giving out mystical tree from India, Tulasi, help from all the... And people calling and they taking Tulasi tree.
Mm-hmm.
People calling him, he put advertising, giving for free Tulasi. And people, not devotees, coming and saying, what is mystical tree from India? I want to worship this tree. And he giving them. I said about Sanatan, who gives out, when we have public program in this esoterical bookshop, he put advertising poster saying that giving out Tulasi tree, mystical tree from India, like a goddess for worship and auspiciousness. And maybe 20 people call and want to pick up this tree. And he plays one poster like that, he plays in ISKCON, and nobody call from ISKCON.
No.
He plays one poster, I'm giving out for free Tulasi tree. From ISKCON, nobody call. But from shop, people from the street, people call and say, I want to know what kind of mystical tree you have from Tulasi, what is this? And he's an astrologer, and every customer coming to him, he give an advice. And then he gives Tulasi Devi and say, here is for you Tulasi, you worship this tree and everything will go good. He doesn't say about Krishna anything, but he says, this is Tulasi for you, here's instruction how to worship this, and if you worship this, all your trouble go away.
His process is very good. Yes, in Veda also followed that process.
Yes.
That is your Sanatan.
Yes, very nice devotee. Very clever. Very clever. His wife is very
yes,
clever too.
Veda also follow that. Not necessary what he is doing and what is his mood.
Right.
But if he not will give pain or not will dishonor,
right.
then he will able to keep that Tulasi.
Yes.
Here, one the foreigner, magistrate was here in Krishnanagar. And around his house, so many Tulasi, many thousands of Tulasi trees.
Uh-huh.
And our Guru Maharaj's godbrother, Sourinna Santa, he went to meet with him some purpose. And he has seen varieties of Tulasi around, black Tulasi, some, yeah. So many Tulasi, maybe thousand Tulasi trees. And then flower, many flowers. He have some attachment with garden.
Yeah.
But around his house, Tulasi, and the Sourinma asked that man, yeah, why I have seen around your house there is Tulasi? And he said, you do not know, but when Tulasi will stay, there all the inauspicious insects
yes.
and everything, the breathing will give auspicious breathing and inauspicious insects will go out from this tree's scent.
Yes, the atmosphere will be auspicious.
And for that I kept it.
Yes.
He is not devotee, he is not
he knows.
Worshipping that way, but he knows the
secret
of that tree. I heard from Sourinma Babu. He told it.
Maharaj,
We have some tulsi outside that we are growing in our garden, but when winter comes, then they will pass away.
Yes.
Is that okay?
What do you do?
That's my question.
And winter coming and pass away, and that seed, tulsi, again will grow in that ground.
So it's okay?
Okay, no problem. Here also happening. So many. Can collect, but Dadashi not. Not Maharaj, it is fact is that Ajgeto Tithi Tamra Akadashi observation into Tithi Purigas and Dadashi. A general Chilepo de Bolete, into Chileto Janana, the Katsuni Ki Bolta, Kaki Ki Kota, who she Kito Hagens at the shop.
So in case of cold winter like that, don't you dig up and put in a pot?
Yes, bro.
The following are parts of an evening darshan with His Divine Grace Bhaktisundar Govinda Maharaj in his quarters in Namadeep and Century Festival.
And we see occurring.
If they want, we can give guidance. If they do not want and they have ego and they cannot live their ego and they tadbuddhi pranipateno paripurasneno sevaya. This is the process. If they will follow it, we can help them. And if they not will follow, then which we shall help? No, not possible. Then they will reap the result. Reap the result. What they will do, reap the result
of their action.
Many.
So then simple advice is not sufficient. There must be honey fresh head at sevaya. There must also be service.
Yes. Sevaya. Tadbiddhi pranipateno pariprasneno sevaya. Pranipat pariprasneno, this is fast. Then, when you will feel, yes, this is my goal of life, then you will do seva, and that through that you will receive the transcendental knowledge in your heart. This is process. And everywhere this is process, not only her religion. If you not will give regard to your professor, which your professor will teach you. It is everywhere. And that is fortune we will tell. Yeah, Sukriti. Behind what that fortune. Otherwise, actually, it is very rare. Tatra laulama pi mulla me kalam. Janma koti sukritir nalabhati.
The millions of lives of Sukriti.
Not will get it. May not get it. Millions of lives Sukriti. What? We are targeting, that is existing in highest and farthest, no?
Further
and far. Furtherest position. But we are targeting that. And that target comes through Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, by grace of them. Otherwise, it was Vedic culture and knowledge and philosophy. Before appearing Mahaprabhu, it was Vedic knowledge and culture in India.
Yeah, the religious conception was predominantly Vedic religion and culture before the appearance of
Mahaprabhu.
Even in Bengal.
Even in Bengal. Everywhere that. But when Mahaprabhu appeared, he shone that farthest and
highest target.
Target. And that target only existing in the plane of full dedication. This is gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anarpita charin chirat karunayava tirna kalam samarpayitum unnato ujjala rasa. This is target. And that description shah bhakti. Bhakti yoga, it is everywhere, we can see in the Vedas, Vedanta Upanishad, everywhere. But when it is unalloyed devotion to Krishna, that's very rare, not only unalloyed devotion to, the devotions have there also particular some highest position and rank, and that is Mahaprabhu shown. Vrajavadhu vargena jākalpita. Ramya kāchit upāsana vrajavadhu vargena jākalpita. And we are now connected with that plane. Maybe we have cheated someone, maybe we have frustrated, but at least we are, anyhow we are connected with that consciousness. Then it is very rare to get. And when millions of Sukriti life not will get, but fortunately by grace of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu we are connected with that. If we will understand it, then we have no problem. And our realization not will go that way, then problem will come to us. And cheating, it's, I am telling this word, cheated by myself.
Self-deception.
Deception. That is very bad fortune. Mukhe bala prem prem vastu to tajiya hem shunna granthi anchale bandhan. We heard from Guru many things. And when we are tying the knot, inside there nothing, and we are tying very tightly, and keeping and going. Yes, I have.
I've got it.
This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's expression, and that is my key deception, no?
Self-deception. I'm deceiving myself.
Deceiving myself. We not will do that. When we are in the proper namahatta, proper market, then we shall try to buy with our lovelam.
Deep hankering,
and we shall see what we are keeping here and tightening, then we will go. Then we have no problem. But there are also some grace of that position Guru Vaishnava can help us. In the market, so many things we are buying. How much your potato? 5 rupees. How much your potato? 4 rupees. In one potato shop, 2-3 kinds of potato. And what kind we need, we must try to. Sometimes I want to take blindly, yet when it is 3 rupees per bag, must be best. Then I bought, and I have seen the skin is very thick, and inside is dried, not so much rosh juice. Krishna said in Gita, Atmaiva Atmano Bandhu Atmaiva Ripuratma. Who is the best enemy of you? That may be you. You may be your best enemy and worst enemy and best friend.
The example of the taste is perfect.
Yeah.
In this example, because in this instance, because the bhakta who may not be experiencing that ananda buddhi vardhanam through sankirtan is going to try to find it some artificial way. And so they're grabbing for Radha Krishna Nityalila when they're not qualified. And so there's
difficulty. Then Mahaprabhu said, Je bahuvir milita jat kirtanam tadeva sankirtanam. Sankirtan is the best thing. And why? That is, in a group, when we are living, each other we can help. Who do not know, yesterday I have seen Ananta Krishna's have video and Prabhu's have video, but Ananta Krishna's battery is down. And he is going down to bring his battery, and he said, my battery you can use. Yeah. And I am thinking that this is association.
Sankirtan system.
Sankirtan system.
Very nice.
This happened yesterday.
Yeah, right.
And I have seen, he's going to bring his battery. He told battery is here. He also very sober. But when they will go, I must cry for them, but cannot do anything for them.
That means in bad association, you Vaishnava aparad.
Bad association, Vaishnava aparad, you forget. Bad association means one pot of milk, there are some urine, 2 drops of urine, a cow. That is bad association. Can spoil a whole pot of milk. And what is that? Ramananda Rai express in Jagannath Ballabh Natak that he told the Bhagnepi Kinchit Jadavan Pramadat Priman Kuru Jujo Yitimna Shakta. Bhagnepi kinchit jadayang pramadat. Pramad means
illusion.
Yes, bhagnepi pramadat, mane bhul krame.
By mistake.
Huh?
By mistake.
By mistake. One, the chippy have got sprout. And it is growing. But anyway, by mistake, if you break that sprout, again you cannot put that. Anyway, you lose that. See, this example given, Ramananda. Bhagnepi kinchit jadayam pramadat. It is not willingly you are doing. Unfortunately, it's happened. But if you are not conscious about that, then you will lose. Then avoid bad association. Bhaja sadhu samagamam. Tajadurjana sangusargam bhaja sadhu samagamam. And sadhu when will come in the form of Vibhishan, that is more dangerous. You know that history?
Yes.
Yeah. Maharaj can tell. I am feeling pain.
Vibhishan.
Yes. And sadhu will come in the form of Vibhishan. Vibhishan is our friend. Friends of Hanuman. And Vibhishan is, Hanuman is God, doorkeeper. And Vibhishan is God around that cave. Tell cave he make? Oh.
Now you visit.
Okay.
Following is a part of a discussion on Tulsi Devi. October 18th, 1995.
Yes, many Tulsi Manjari, but it is not right, I have seen. I am always watching.
Something will live longer, is it not, if you clip the manjari?
This,
if you clip the manjari, Tulsi should live longer, is it not?
Yes.
It will survive longer.
Yes.
Just 2 days ago, morning walk, Maharaj saw them and he said, these must be cut.
Tulsi manjari, if you cut, one Tulsi tree, 5 years can stand.
Yes.
And more. Regular, if you cut the manjari, then Tulsi will grow. And big Tulsi, you have seen. First, when our Samadhi Mandir's photo, there is Tulsi, big Tulsi. And regular manjari we are cutting, and leaf coming, this way, very nice. And Tulsi manjari we can offer to Krishna, and small manjari is very good, Krishna is eating. And big manjari, they are making garland. But small manjari, with 2 tulasi leaf, if we offer with chandan to Giriraj or Narayan or Krishna, very happy.
So when you speak of small manjaris, you're talking about before she's actually opened up the
before
small
before coming see that manjari, Krishna liked very much. Bhogar Upare Nila Tulasi Manjari. It is written.
The Maharaj should one offer Tulsi to Gauranitai?
Yes.
Can also do it.
Yes.
Some people will say
only not Radharani. Radharani is hand.
Yes. Some people will say because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Bhakta, that once you got on the road, can offer to Mahaprabhu.
Yes, Mahaprabhu, we are offering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Sankarsan. And he is Mahavishnu, over the Mahavishnu, his position. Then he also will be worshipped by Tulsi.
What about the disciple will say, Acharya Mam Bijamiyat, my guru is Krishna, can give his guru Tulsi Mala?
Well, Tulsi Mala can give to guru, but not Tulsi in the feet of guru.
Mm-hmm.
You can offer guru the Tulsi Mala,
no problem. But Tulasi not to put in the feet of the Guru. Tulasi Mala give in the hand of Guru.
Can be offered directly to the spiritual master.
Manegalai Mala? Yes.
A garland?
Yes. Garland means prasad. That must be prasad.
Oh, must be prasad, not directly.
No.
The first always to Vishnu Tattva.
Gurudev not Vishnu Tattva anyway. Gurudev not Vishnu Tattva. But Krishna himself appearing in the form of Guru.
Yes.
But when he is Guru, he is teaching to disciple in the form of Guru. Krishna teaching. Then he has own some
unique position.
Unique position. Kintu Prabhu Japyai Gotasham. Chakkadharitena Samastha Shastra. When you will worship your Gurudev as Krishna's position, that standard. But their ingredients must be a little different. Baladev likes very much the Baruni. You know Baruni?
Honey?
Wine from honey. Okay. He likes very much.
More than more.
But when Baladev in the form of Gurudev, you cannot offer the one way. Like that. And when Baladev worship it, you can put you can give the honey, not wine. Many things, some adjustment necessary. In Akadoshi Day. Akadoshi Day we will offer the plate to Gurudev. But Gurudev, if you will take, that is difficulty for Gurudev. And Gurudev not will take it. Gurudev offered to his Lord. But he will fast. That is his mood as a teacher. Then he will teach through his own example. What they are telling?
Kaura Adi by Sashinanda. Kaura Adi, the guy from Kaura.
One letter of Sutasrava Prabhu. It is with your file or not? You will see it. Sutasrava Prabhu is one letter. Maybe that letter with me. Yes. I kept that. This is Prema Sindhu. I shall give answer of that letter, for that maybe that letter will be me.
Sajjan.
Thank you.